Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode of Whiskey Ginger is brought to you by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com for all the right tools to clean up your tool. Come on, man. You got to keep your shed in order. You can't get all sloppy and nasty. They don't want to see you like that. Your significant other or potentials don't want to go down there and be like, "What's up, man? Have you not washed and cleaned in a while?" Do some spring cleaning in the summer. Go to manscaped.com and get yourself 20% off and also a free shipping and a travel tote bag that has all the right stuff for you, man. I've got it. It is great. I take it with me. It's got a beautiful new trimmer, the Lawnmower 2.0. It's got some crop protectors on there, so you're not going to accidentally nick your nuts. Everybody knows when you nick your nuts, it's maybe the worst thing on earth, man. I've done it a few times. You know, I'm privy. And every time it does, then it burns in the shower, and you watch your nuts bleed, and you think, this could be it. This is it. Either my nut's going to fall out of its sack, or I'm never going to be able to use this thing again. And in order to thwart that, go ahead to go to Manscaped and get the right tools for your tool. It's incredible. I do use it. I do like it because I want a separate trimmer for my facce and one for my cacche. You know, I can't have two of the same tools touching at the same time, just like the towel theory, you know, put face on one side, nuts on the other, nuts and butts on one and face on the other. That's how I do it. That's how you should do it. Go to manscaped.com, get yourself 20% off free shipping, get yourself a nice tote bag from them. Use the promo code WHISKEY to do so. Go to manscaped.com, use the promo code WHISKEY to get yourself a hell of a deal. It is the shit. Enjoy the episode.
Hey everybody, welcome to the 37th edition of the Just for Laughs Festival in collaboration with Lotto Quebec. Comedy Pro is proud to present this podcast.
In here, we pour whiskey.
When I'm feeling cheap, I get a bottle of Jim Beam for mixed drinks. But when I pretended to be a king, I get some Eagle and Knob Creek and sip the shit and eat, cause I'm a man. Yeah, I'm a classy man. If it's bourbon, I'll have whatever you pass me, fam. Maker's Mark, Old Crow, Basil, Hayden, Four Roses, Woodford, Bullet, it's all the same shit. No, it isn't, but I'll still happily have it if you only got some plastic bottle, black velvet canvas. Long as Rocon keeps them drums slapping, I'ma keep it sick as Santino catching a whiff of Captain. Egad, man, this shit is hella dope. I'm leaving them season, need a prosthetics like Chips Delano with colorful shoes and 3-inch lifts. My favorite MC's from Prim and his name's Jake Smith. Quick, Hollywood, make a movie about me. You could even get Byron Callick to play me, except he's too old and I'm too young, and I'm hotter than roofing out in the noonday sun. So just stop, y'all, call the cops, y'all. Let's get it popping like a motherfucking Pop-Tart. Y'all, shouts to the man with the Cheeto colored hair. It's the Whiskey Ginger Podcast, baby. Yeah. And it's my pleasure to introduce the host of the Whiskey Ginger Podcast, Mr. Andrew Santino, Bobby Lee, and Black Thought. Come on, let's do it. Yeah.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Ladies and gentlemen, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Woo! Bobby. Bobby, don't kiss people. He's kissing people in the fucking crowd, man. Bobby, don't kiss Charm. The fuck? Oh my God. This is how we all, this is how we start the show. Bobby likes to kiss people on the mouth.
It's European. That's why I do it.
This is not. We're not.
I'm in a different country. I like to kiss men in the mouth and everything. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, what's up,
all
man?
Right. Hold on. Before we get this thing started, I want to give a warm thank you to Jarb. My man Jarb, to start off the show for Rapid. Jarb is the shit, huh? How great was that?
Yes.
So cool. And the way I always start the show, I'm going to start the show how I usually do. These two guests are literally two of my favorite people on earth. I say that for all my guests, but I mean it once again today. Black Thought and Bobby Lee, dude.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I want to be referred to as Yellow Thought.
You want to be...
So call me Yellow Thought for the rest of the podcast, okay? I'm sorry. But it's I have thoughts as well. I have a mind. Thank you. And I have opinions. Thank you.
It's all good.
You really want to be called Yellow Thought for the rest of the podcast?
Yes, I do.
So Red Thought, Black Thought, Yellow Thought.
Yes.
Cool. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you guys for coming, Black Thought. I'm so happy that you're fucking here. You're in town doing your own show, right? You're doing
Absolutely,
a show?
Absolutely, yeah.
No, is it you picking stand-ups? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Essentially me picking stand-ups and doing stand-up.
You're doing stand-up, too?
Yeah.
How much time you got?
I got as much time as I need. I'm probably going to do, like 10 minutes or so.
Yeah. What a pro answer. I was much, as much as I
answer.
Fucking need. I'll do whatever the fuck
He's
I need.
He's a survivor.
Yeah.
That's what he is, right?
That's
and
not...
the thoughts, right, that he has, number one, are black.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, right?
Yeah.
He's good at strategy.
Black thought strategy.
Because I've never beaten a black person in chess. Do you know that...
How many black people do you
have? Have you ever played chess?
No. I don't know how to play it, but I never won. So, thank you.
he knows you definitely can't play chess.
Right. I can fucking play chess, bro.
Really? Name some of the pieces.
You want to challenge me?
I'm doing it right now.
All right, I'm going to do it in front of everyone else. Yeah, right? Pawn. Right? Rook. Oh. Rook.
Okay.
Bishop, dog, in your face, right? Yeah. Knight. King, queen. That's all there is. And then the little squares. That's not a thing. That's not a player.
That's not a player. That's part
ground.
Of the board.
That's a ground.
All right, so you played.
You did your thing, Yellow.
Thank you, Black.
This is going to get demonetized immediately on YouTube. So here's what I want to start off asking this because I'm so interested that you work in the world of comedy, right? You guys are on The Tonight Show, which is fucking unbelievable. I remember when I heard you guys were going to be on The Tonight Show and it blew my mind because it was like the final revolution for me in comedy and music that I love meeting. Because for years, like house bands of late night shows, you were like, okay, it's fucking a couple of dudes. I mean, even though very talented musicians, but like to have you guys, to me, like led, like fucking... the pinnacle of legendary hip-hop gods to me. I was
thanks.
I get to watch that shit and comedy. I mean, I just, to me, it was like the bridging of the future, and this is another example, because like now you're in the stand-up game.
Yeah.
What, like, was that the impetus? Because you're like, I want to do it because I'm around it all the time, and I'm...
It just happened, in a real organic sort of way. It was like, I'm around the shit really all the time.
Yeah.
And even when we're not on tonight's show, just in the roots, we're all, a group of comedians. And there's always just, like an ongoing, running joke. So, I thought, why not try and, flex my comedic muscle? I mean, it's not like I don't really write material. I just talk about my life is a joke.
Yeah. Those, you and Bobby are the same comedian. Yeah. His life is also a joke.
Yeah, I mean, I just come out and, I just tell some stories.
Yeah.
Is
anybody, who's the funniest member of the Roots?
Me.
But who's second to you, though? If you're going to be honest, like, who can put up their competition?
Mark, who plays bass in the Roots, he's super funny. I mean, Stroh, who's like, he plays like a drum machine.
Yeah.
Everyone in the Roots really is.
So you're telling me Quest is not funny at all?
Quest is the least funny. I'm just being brutal.
Why do you think, what makes him the least funny? Because he seems like he's comedically aware. He has great timing.
One would think, but, not so much. He's all right, but everyone else is just funnier.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Did you, when you guys were starting together, in South Philly in the house, y'all, do you want more? Does anybody want more? Do you want more? Too many whites in here for that. But I won't talk any of that stuff anymore. I just realized 90% of people in here are just like, I have no idea what he's talking about.
You got to educate the people.
Yeah, so. They should. Who knows the history and the discography of the Roots? You do right there, this young lady? Yes? You do? Does anybody in the front know? No? You not know these guys? Yeah? Okay, you do?
Who here has heard rap music?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of French Canadians. A lot of French Canadians. I don't know if they like. Is there a famous French Canadian rapper? Is there? No. Okay, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, getting my poutine on every day. There's nothing there really. No material.
Every day I'm hustling.
Every day I will be hustling to the store. No, it's gotta go. That's it. It's not gonna work. So now that you're doing stand up, like, what would you Would you ever do a special? Would that be some shit that you would do?
Yeah, I would do a special.
You would? Yeah, if Netflix was like, we want to do a fucking special.
Yeah, for sure.
Would you have the group with you or no?
No, I don't think I would. I think, you know, I want to just keep a separation of church and state. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when I'm with the Roots, I feel like it's, you know, we joke a lot amongst ourselves, but what we do as entertainers, as musicians is serious. And,
right.
I don't want to
break that up.
But then, again, I say it's serious when we're, you know, the Roots, but when we're on the Tonight Show, I'm dressed, I could wear cat ears. I had cat ears on. Yeah, right, maybe right. 2-3 days ago.
Yeah, they make you do some weird shit on that show.
Yeah,
there's
no
doubt.
Yeah, they make you do some weird shit.
Big time. Bobby.
I'm here.
Bobby, I'm here. When he's not, he doesn't. We have to keep him.
No, you don't. So no, here's what it is, though. Can I say something?
Yeah, say everything.
It is. This is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. I say that a lot. Is it Black Thought?
So Tariq, one of the things that I wanted to ask.
What I'm saying. That's why, though.
What?
But that's why the fuck I. That's why the fuck that I didn't say anything.
No, I want you to say something.
Because
now.
I want you to have, you know, to get the information about Black Thought, and just
stop.
I don't
want
to interrupt it. So that's why I'm doing it.
Okay. No, don't.
Don't do that. Don't do that. What is he doing? Why did they do that?
But say what you wanted to say.
Why did you do that? I mean, not they. I don't. That's what black
calm
people
down,
do. I don't know why
man.
I did that. That's not what I meant. I said, why are you doing it now?
I'm taking my jacket.
Yeah, you can,
that's a
you
great
can,
jacket,
can.
By the way. I like
Thank
it.
You. You're
welcome.
Bobby.
Yes.
Bobby, what's your connection to hip hop music?
I have a lot.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I started off with in the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, dude. I grew up in Green Valley, in Poway, which is a lot of white people.
San Diego, for
San
people
Diego,
that
yeah,
they don't
so,
know what Poway is, yeah.
A lot of white people, you know. Can I touch you? Is that weird?
No.
Okay.
Can I be honest?
I think it felt weird for me. So
not, no, it's not weird. No, you can't touch me.
I can't touch you.
Thank you, no.
Okay, and I apologize then. Okay, Black Thoughts? Okay, good.
This episode will be called
sweating.
Black Thought, Yellow Thought, Go to War,
yeah.
Live.
Yeah.
Listen, explain.
I don't know where you're, well, yeah, so, also, hip-hop. So when I, my brother Steve, some people know who
Stevie
Weeby is,
you guys know
right?
Stevie Weeby?
Thank you, he's
yeah,
the best.
Yeah, we know Stevie Weeby.
He's my brother! Thank you! Shut the fuck up, dude. I'm
don't
fucking tired of this shit, dude. When I came up,
Bobby,
you started giving me fucking
don't
fuck
attack
eyes.
Him.
Don't give me fuck eyes, all right, bro? I'm not gonna fuck you. I apologize.
No, it's all good.
Have I hooked up with guys before, back when I was younger? Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
but not anymore, so don't stop giving me fuck eyes, kid. What was I talking about? Hip-hop. What's
sit
that?
Out.
Oh,
don't be so threatening,
I'm
man.
Threatening
Canadians don't
people.
They don't
yeah,
deal
yeah.
with that shit up here.
It's so funny. Like, usually when people's pants are falling down, like, they, like, pull them up a little bit.
Yeah.
You just, like, gave yours an extra tug. Like,
wait, is my pants down?
No, Bobby. Uh-oh. Bobby.
Is it down?
Don't.
I'll go full floor force.
Don't.
You
no don't.
You think
no.
I'm fucking around here in
don't
Montreal?
Don't encourage that
I am not
shit.
Fucking around in
don't
Montreal.
Encourage it.
I have a statement to make. And my statement is this, okay? You can't bring me down. All right? I'm going to fight the oppression.
So we'll be right back. And when we come back, maybe we'll get this hip-hop story that we've been waiting for.
Yeah, no,
for five
here's what it
minutes.
Is. My brother Steve is a hip-hop artist.
Yes. Mm.
He's very good at rapping. And right? So, yeah, Monkchi. He's in a band called Monkchi. Anyway, but I was always like punk rock back in the day. You know, I got the Sex Pistols album and the Clash mm-hmm. and stuff like that growing mm-hmm. up. So, but my brother made me listen to Low End Theory.
Yes, Tribe Called
Great
Quest.
Album, right?
Yeah.
A lot of De La Soul.
De La Soul. De La Soul was the Asian version of De La Soul. We are De La Soul.
I don't know why. I don't know why I do things with you. I fucking hate you.
Finish
I really don't
story.
Like you.
I like you. Finish yeah, the yeah. story.
So anyway, and then obviously the Beastie Boys. You know, I listened to and Run DMC back in the 80s and stuff like that. So that's my. You know, when Jurassic 5 came out with their album years ago, I got that.
You like them?
I did back
they're a good
then.
Group.
Yeah. And then that's it though. I don't know much.
In here. We pour whiskey.
This Whiskey Ginger episode is brought to you in part by ButcherBox. ButcherBox is incredible, man. You choose from four curated boxes of high-quality grass-fed, grass-finished beef, free-range chicken, or pork. Customize your own box. It comes to your front door. It is incredible. It's healthier. It's cleaner. It's free of antibiotics and hormones and all that stuff. It's 100% organic. grass-fed. This stuff is delicious, man. I've had it delivered to my house a few times. I've used it. I cooked double burgers the other day with some cheese. I put it in a pan because that's the way you keep it nice and juicy. It's affordable, man. It's $129 a month. That's less than $6 a meal. Shipping is free, okay? In the United States, ButcherBox is the way to get some protein to your house, man. I did it the other night, like I told you. It is so good. I'm dead serious. It comes to the house. You throw it in the freezer. You thaw it when you're ready. Throw that stuff in a pan or on the grill, and it's absolutely delicious. Double cheeseburgers on my patio was the way I like to live, baby. Go ahead and go to butcherbox.com/whiskey or enter the promo code whiskey to get $20 off your first box and 6 burgers for free in every box all summer long. Come on, man. What are you doing? Butcherbox.com/whiskey or just enter the promo code whiskey to get yourself some good meat.
In here, we pour whiskey.
So, I've heard of the Roots. I love them.
They're phenomenal.
I mean, I don't have your album. Look, I don't.
You keep touching him. He said it fucking 9 times.
And I like how you say the album. Like that's it. We have one record. Yeah, we got it. Thank you.
Were you kidding that I can't touch you? Or?
No, he doesn't like you touching him.
But that's not sexual. It's
we've had this conversation many nights. You can't just touch everybody.
Yeah, but we're trying to connect as human beings, right?
New rule.
But we're a part of the same species, right, Black Thoughts?
I mean,
Raise your hand.
We're all the same people. That's what I'm basically what I'm saying.
We're part of the same family. We're thoughts.
Yeah, you're both thoughts.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. But you know, sorry.
Touching me that way is almost incestuous. It's like,
yeah, that's right. Your brother.
It got incest.
You really think about it, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something.
It's usually a penis when you say that, but it's like the arm. That's fine. Yeah.
I can't wait to get a letter tomorrow morning from his crew being like, that was the most disrespectful, fucked up thing on earth.
Nah,
you let that little Asian man touch my client over.
No, it's all good, man.
CAA, ICM is going to get, I'm going to get sued by CAA from you. One of the reps. Yeah, one of the agents. You don't care. I know you don't care.
No, I do care. And that's not going to happen. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What are you talking about? No one's going to get sued. Nothing's going to happen. All right. So I don't know what you're doing. But anyway, I won't touch you, but I'm going to go this far. Okay? I have to do this far. Okay? I like you. Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you. Thanks, man.
And I want to touch so bad.
Don't!
But I'm not going
to. Robert!
I want to touch. If I touch, what will happen to me? Aside from getting sickle cell anemia. Is that racist?
It is.
I apologize. That was a joke. I'm so sorry.
How about this?
That was a joke. I'm sorry.
How about this?
You're going to get SARS.
Here's what's funny. Man. You're discounting the fact.
Get this dude out of here. Like,
you're discounting the fact that he could physically just beat the shit out of you. I mean, that's just like one thing he could just do.
I don't think it's safe to assume that I could beat the shit out of him.
It is, very much so.
Oh, you can.
Yes,
for sure.
Can.
Yes.
There's literally
100% is a guarantee.
Yeah.
I don't have any muscles.
Not.
Ari Shaffir beat the shit out of me. I've had so many people beat me up.
You have.
And you know what? When you're a comic and you get beat up all the time, eventually you look in the mirror and you go, maybe it's you.
It's you. It is.
You did this. But I don't know. I honestly, I wake up and I go, I don't think I do anything wrong. But maybe I do. And
you
I
do a lot wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do a lot wrong.
Like even earlier when we were in the green room and there was a lady in there. And
yeah,
I go,
you said something terrible.
I said to Andrew, I go, if I was gay, you'd be the last dick to suck or something like that, right?
You said, if we were gay, you'd be the last dick I would ever suck.
Yeah, but how is that, if other people listen to it, how is that sexual harassment?
Because that nice woman that works here doesn't want to hear about sucking cock when she walks in to give us instructions about the show.
Check, please. Nah.
That woman literally walked in and be like, hey, guys, I'm going to start the show for you guys. And you're like, I wouldn't suck your cock.
Yeah, you're right.
No.
Right.
She doesn't need that.
I apologize. Where is she?
She's gone. She went home.
She went home? Okay. I'm so sorry. You know, I have to let you know. There she is right there. I have to let you know that this guy right here, I know he seems like he's the hero of this. And everyone's like, he's sensible. This guy's a piece of shit. He's one of the worst pieces of shit you'll ever meet in life, okay? So I don't know what, you know, but anyway, I like you, though. Everything's fine.
Can I go back to Black Thoughts and then come back to me? Let me take care of it, okay?
Jesus.
Can I say a line to you that I fucking love?
I feel like it's going to be weird.
No, I swear to God, it's not. I swear to God, it's not.
Okay.
Because I heard it again the other day, and I was like, look, I don't want to fucking kiss the ring more than I want to, but you have such prolific fucking lines that make me go, God damn, and I have to hear it again and again and again and again and again. Benny the Butcher on the song with him, you said, I had to pull myself up by the bootstrap.
Yeah.
Where people stay separate like a tooth gap.
Yes, I did.
Oof. Like when you write that, do you go, I'm the shit?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. I thought that was funny. Like, the line is actually, I had to pull my own self up by the bootstrap, where everybody plays their own part.
Part.
Like, yeah, you know, yeah, play your part, like a, you know. Like a yeah, gap. I thought that was cute and funny.
It's funny, but it's so poignant and good, right?
Yeah, like
there's,
yeah.
When you have moments like that, when you are writing, because there's a comparison I'm making in comedy. There are times in comedy when we're writing jokes,
yeah,
where I'll write something down,
yeah,
and you know, I want to stand up and like.
And you're like, God, I'm.
Yeah, yeah. And there's nobody there to celebrate, but I'm like, it's right. Me, bitch. I did it.
Right.
Do you have those moments?
I do sometimes, but I surround myself with people who are like, calm down.
Right.
So they just.
Who humble you out.
Yeah, they keep me super humble. And, you know, when I say, hey, these are the lines, or this is the verse that, you know, I just cut, or that I'm thinking about recording, you know, that wouldn't be a standout line.
No. But it stood out.
They would be like, you know, whatever. I mean, that's cool.
It stood out to me because it was, because as a comedian, whenever something's kind of funny and clever in hip hop, I always draw to it. Like in that song, like Benny has a million great, dope lines.
Yeah.
But for some reason that stuck out because it was so, I just find these little things.
No, yeah, it's the subtle nuance. And that's what it do it for.
Yeah, that's the beauty of what you do. Are you finding the same things when you're trying to write stand-up?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I mean, you know, at best, like when I'm at my best, then I am able to, you know, to touch on those subtle nuances.
Have you bombed yet?
Oh, man, you know. Is there like wood to knock on? Like,
No,
I've yet to bomb.
Okay. I kind of want it to happen to you really bad.
I don't, yeah.
Just because you're like one of my favorite hip hop artists, so like badly, now, I want to have that on you.
I bombed as a rapper. You know?
Yeah. What was the worst bomb moment for you playing music?
Oh, man, you know what? We were doing, some years ago, we were doing an award show. It was a tribute to all these different artists that were being honored. And I was one of the artists chosen to honor Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys know Jay-Z? Do you guys have him up here?
Like, and Jay-Z had recently signed us to a record. He had just signed The Roots. So, you know, we had like a new relationship with him. We were doing business together. And I had to do this tribute. We came to rehearsal earlier in the day, and I just wasn't familiar with the material that we were doing.
Right.
It was me. It was another rapper, Talib Kweli. And it was some singers. And we were all like, you know, a team in tribute. And we had all of the lyrics on teleprompters. And they were all over the stage. So I didn't need to commit any of it to memory.
Right.
And then cut to on the day, like when it was time to come out and do the show, all the teleprompters went like blank.
Oh, shit.
And the band was still playing and they're rocking on. And now usually Questlove is able to like feed me the first line or two, or like say something that's going to remind me, jog my memory of, you know, what I have to say.
Right.
And he's like busy yelling, but on this day in particular, he was playing inside of a plexiglass like drum.
Oh, right, case, one of those casings,
like a
yeah.
Sound barrier, so I couldn't hear anything. He was like, he knows the song, so he's like, you know, rapping the lyrics, and I just couldn't get it. And I asked Kweli, I said, yo, like, what's my line? And he's like, I'm trying to remember my shit, get out of here. I just bombed. And it was, I wound up for the whole performance just like ad-libbing, and you know.
Damn.
I mean,
were you feeling it while it was happening? Because when we bomb as comics,
it was an out-of-body experience.
Yes, like you leave yourself.
Yeah, I felt like I was in the audience watching myself.
And you watch yourself, and you're like, "Who is this garbage-ass dude doing my shit?"
I was like, "Oh man, dude is trash." And just, you know, everyone. I'm sure in my mind it played out a lot worse than it did.
I'm sure.
You know, but
yeah, but it was.
Yeah, it felt really terrible.
What's your worst bomb, Bobby?
Excuse me. What?
When the words are your worst of
sometimes you have to snap him back
okay,
in.
Okay, now that's an Asian. She's laughing. Where are the Asians laughing?
Raise your hand if you're an Asian and laughing at that and the De La Soul joke. So they
my worst bomb was, I've had many bombs, but
yeah, we know.
The worst one I ever had was when I got booed off a stage in front of 20,000 people in San Jose.
What?
Yeah, so I did this show with a guy named Dave Chappelle and Kat.
Cat Williams?
Yeah.
So both brand new artists to stand up.
Yes. Open micers.
Right, okay.
And I did a show with them, and who else was on it? Leslie Jones was on it.
Okay.
So it was 20,000 seats. Leslie went up before me. I was looking at the monitor, and she, in front of 20,000, she jumps off the stage, and there was like a little, like, 14-year-old white kid sitting there, and she just starts triumphing. The place, the wall, okay, I'm standing behind a wall, and it's doing this. Because the laughter is so loud.
Right, right. Walls are shaking.
Yeah, like this, right?
She's killing
and I look at Jeff Wills, the promoter, and I go, I don't think I can do it. He's like, you're going to be fine. I'm going to eat it. And then she gets up, she's sweating, right? She's like, you're going to kill it, Bob, right?
Yeah.
And so there's like this long hallway, and there's a smoke machine, and all of us in here, Bobby Lee, right? So then, seriously, I start running down this hallway, and it's like 9 miles long. And I go through the smoke, and there, everyone's, right? I go, how you doing, San Jose? Nothing, right? And then 2 minutes in, I black out. No, I'm being real. And I end up in like a medical room.
What?
In the back of the stage at the facility.
Did you collapse?
No, apparently I had like, I was bombing so bad that I started doing gibberish.
Shut up.
Yeah, so I'm eating and people throwing stuff. So I started going, like, I didn't know what to, my body was like, do something.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm sitting there, and Jeff Wills, my agent was there, Matt Blake, I don't know if he's here now, but he's in town. But and I go, what happened? And they go, we've never in the history of comedy ever seen a fail on that level before.
You got medical attention?
Yeah, because they thought I had, like, snapped my mind, you know what I mean? And I went into a different, you know what I mean?
That everything broke.
Like, I turned into Two-Face or whatever. Like, I had an alter ego that I was going to turn into, and that's what happened. Wow. But anyway, I get that. But here's the biggest fear is that night. Because you bomb, and you try to justify it by going, you're a human being.
It happens. Right?
Things happen, you know? And just persevere. But that's not, I was in the bed like this in my hotel room. And first thought is, I'm never going to get pussy again. That's the first thing, right? I'm going to, no money, right? And then the third thing is, I can't do this anymore.
So it was,
that hurt so bad.
No
but
pussy.
But the next week, I had to do it again.
In the same venue?
Yeah, but then what I did was, I switched the lineup. I followed somebody. I'm not going to say who, because he's very good. But it's somebody that I know I could follow.
Ken Jeong?
No. That's good. Give him a round of applause. That was a very funny joke. Very good. And the timing was good. He's a professional.
Thank you.
And I like your legs, sir. They're really nice.
Oh, man. Hey, Baba.
Yeah. Yeah, I never bombed like that.
That is a new level shit. That's a new level shit. I had to do the worst I ever did. I think I've talked about this before, but the worst I ever did was Joel McHale, Alonzo Bowden, myself, and a guy named Gary Veeder, who's a comic from New York, who's phenomenal. We got paid way too much money to go to Las Vegas to perform for Jim Beam whiskey, but they got bought out by Suntory, which is a Japanese company. Do you know that?
Yep.
Does anybody know that? Okay. Yeah. We didn't fucking know that shit. So we go there. And I'm thinking, I was like, whiskey dudes, I'm going to have the most fucking fun with these dudes. These are going to be like good old boys laughing, chugging, talking about tits and partying. And oh, no, no, no. I walked in an auditorium with circular dinner tables, not facing us. Half of these little Japanese men, not facing us. Almost no one in there spoke English. Okay? So get a bunch of comics from the United States to come kill it in Vegas for little tiny Japanese businessmen in suits.
Okay, so some of them are big too. I mean, you say little every time. Not all of them are little.
What's the biggest Japanese guy?
They're not fraggles.
They're little tiny men.
Not sumo.
No, but sumo's different. They're not. I think they're imported sumos. I don't believe they came from Japan.
Oh God, that's crazy. Maybe you're right. But
my
point
is
this: is that maybe you're right. But when I say this, is that not every just stop saying little because it demeans the Japanese people.
Time out. What? I'm not saying they're little to demean their. I'm saying they are actually physically tiny men.
Yeah, but compared to you, maybe.
That's right. A normal sized man.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry.
They were fucking dinner at these tables, not paying attention to us. And Joel McHale went out and worked so fucking hard on getting a couple of, like, laughs. And his face, when he walked back, I was like, how is it? And he was like, just go get the check, okay?
Really?
Yeah, go get the check.
Oh, my God. And if he says it,
he was like, just go get the check, okay? And I knew what that meant. And I was like, you know what, Joel McHale? I'm going to fucking murder this room. I'm going to light this. They're going to put down their steak knives. They're going to fucking turn around. I'm going to get a little tiny Japanese ovation from their little tiny hands. Hundreds of little Japanese men clapping their little tiny hands. Yay, 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 yay.
And by you laughing, you encourage this kind of behavior. FYI, it's on you.
So I told one joke and ate shit so bad that I could hear a man steak knife cut the fucking plate. Wow. I heard it go through the steak in the back of the room.
Wow.
And I was like, fuck, let's just barrel through this. I got 11 minutes to go. Look down at the clock. 1 minute has gone by.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I have to do this for 10 more fucking minutes. I'm like, okay, okay. I throw out all these jokes, nothing, 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 nothing. This is the funniest part. We had to stay clean. They were like, please stay clean. It's disrespectful to say fuck or anything like that. So I did. I did the right thing because I wanted the check. It was a big fucking check. So I wanted the check. And Alonzo Bowden, I don't know, you know Alonzo? Yeah, Zo?
Yeah.
He's the best. Alonzo Bowden was like, man, fuck this shit. Bro, I get off stage. He can tell I'm in pain. I mean, it was like, he was like
tears?
Patting. He was patting
your tears.
Almost.
Oh.
Almost. He's patting my shoulder, like consoling me.
He's a big hand too.
Huge. Opposite of the
crowd.
And
that's not okay. I know that came across weird. He has unusually big hands. That's all.
He's just a big guy.
He's a big guy. That's right.
Yeah. A full size man. And he pats me on my little orange shoulder. And he's like, man, it's good. Fuck this shit. And he goes out, and he didn't want to play their bullshit game. And he goes, y'all ain't never seen a black motherfucker this big before. And everybody turned, and he was like, yeah, now I got your attention. And he lit the room on fire.
Wow.
They loved him. I mean, it was like all it took was someone being honest with them instead of playing this weird, coy game. And I'm sitting there learning lessons from him, watching him fucking kill. And then afterwards, the promoter goes right up, gives him a big hug, and everyone's laughing, and they're smiling. And I'm standing there, and I'm like, hey, you know? Hey. And I said, man, this is great, man. I want to thank you so much. To the promoter, I said, I want to thank you so much. I would love to do these again. And he goes, well, you know, we'll talk. I never done a corporate gig ever again after that. Literally, that guy, that buried me because of that. So the lesson here is, if you're bombing bad, make a good black joke, and it will work. Because he killed, man.
Yeah, I don't do corporates or college gigs. They're just too nightmarish for
me. What's the world in the music world, when you guys get offered, like, a private corporate gig?
Yeah.
Do you like that shit? Do you hate that shit?
I love it. I love
you
it.
Do?
I love to do a corporate gig because people, like, they're always, you know, drunk as fuck.
Yeah.
And just sort of, you know, just starved for entertainment. Like, they're just ready to give it up for whoever the entertainment
right. is. But then they
and
show
then
you
when
the respect.
It's us and we come and we kill it, then yeah, they just, it's like a party.
Do they want you to hang out afterward and shit?
I mean, yeah, in a perfect world, but, you know.
Yeah, you're like,
fuck that. Yeah, I just graciously decline.
Mm-hmm. How do you guys exit? Do you guys all have jetpacks when you're done? Do you take off on jetpacks?
Yeah, pretty much.
The roots.
Yeah, we're
gone.
We throw a bunch of smoke bombs down. just gone.
But even if the roots bomb, right, they bomb together.
Yes.
When you're by yourself,
yeah.
You can share that experience only to yourself. It's horrifying.
That's why I want you to.
I don't know that we bombed. Maybe earlier on, we had like one or two bad gigs. But yeah, like when you bomb in the roots, it's usually just like you.
Yeah.
You just didn't do well on whatever instrument you play.
So you feel it. And do they say anything backstage? Is anybody like, hey, man, you were shit.
Yeah,
that was shit.
Yeah, what was up with that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so they gang up on one person, like the whole group gangs up on one dude?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sorry to interrupt, but. I have OCD. What is that purple thing right there with the spray?
Oh, man, this is, I wish I could make up something cool for it to be.
Can I spray some on my body, or is that yours?
It's a mint mouth thing.
No, wait, don't give him that. Don't give him that.
Wait. It's organic hand sanitizer.
Do you have any more of that?
You put it in your hands. You put your hands in your mouth.
It's mouth stuff.
Yeah.
It's breath freshener.
It's his hand though.
Hold it. How about I couldn't.
No, wait.
I couldn't think of breath freshener fast enough. I said it's mint mouth thing. You're a weirdo, man.
Look at that. You made that guy leave. That's how much he was. You made that guy leave. Bobby, don't push people. Bobby! He's just kidding. He's just kidding. He's joking around. It's all. Oh, yeah. Well, you killed a guy in the audience.
I'm suing you tonight.
See? See? Why is that man leaving? That was very strange.
That was really weird.
Really weird. It's a very
short. Like laughing.
You're gonna chase it with Red Bull?
So bad.
Yeah, but well,
I knew what it was, but I did it for comedy, but then I regret it now.
Yeah.
That's not good.
How much stuff have you done for comedy that you regretted?
Oh
like
my
that?
God, so many things. I can't even. There's a list of 10,000.
Give me
I was
some
at the Tempe
ones.
Improv. Like I'm back in the Tempe Improv.
Yeah.
But I was banned from that room for 20 years. Do you know why? Because when I was young and I opened for Carlos Mencia there,
mm-hmm.
I was on stage. I was bombing, and I pulled my pants down. And there was a candles back then they had on the table.
Yeah, real candles.
And I took the candle, I just jammed it in my butthole. and the owner of the club is a Christian, right? They're all Christians.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's not comedy. they left. Yeah, but you know, that's not what our club is about.
Yeah.
The improv brand.
Yeah.
So then 20 years I couldn't play that room.
For one candle in your ass?
For one candle in your ass.
It seems like such
you
a simple...
You can't play a room. And then you know how I got back in?
How?
The guy died.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
He did. He did die.
He died.
He did
he
die.
Died, and it was tragic, but he killed himself, you know, but and that's sad. It's really sad. No, it, the guy...
Bobby.
No. No, listen.
Bobby.
It's sad.
Bobby.
No.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, you're saying he shot himself, he hung himself, he cut himself open?
Yeah. Because he's like a Terminator kind of a guy, right? But wow. So he died.
Very bad.
And then my friend, this is what you do if you're banned from a club, just have your friend, when the guy dies, have your friend buy it. So my friend Joel bought it.
Yeah.
I'm back here.
See, and you guys are celebrating that behavior, which I totally disagree with, and that's so fucked up. That is
why.
Very
why?
Fucked up.
Why?
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Because ever since we've known each other, you've done things that you know are crossing the line for
you know,
comedy.
You know what sucks about my reputation is that I'll do like
is that you created
a new
it for yourself,
or I'll be on a. What'd you say?
You created it for yourself. When you say what's
yeah, I already said that earlier though.
Yeah, you did it. It's your fault. Go ahead.
Okay, don't bring it back up. Okay.
It's fine. It's your fault.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I already know.
It's all your fault. Go ahead.
Anyway, I'll show up at a shoot or something, and a director or you know a club owner will go, "Wow, you're unlike what I had heard." And I go, "What'd you hear? We just thought that you were gonna jam things in your butthole and run around." You know what I mean? I go, "That's not, I'm an American citizen. Like I know how to function in society, but as a performer, where's she going? Where are you going?"
I'm real tired of this walking out stuff.
Yeah, it's always
everybody yeah. Boo. 1, 2, 3, boo.
This guy's back, though.
So let's say yeah, welcome him back.
Welcome him back.
There's this
welcome
guy.
Welcome back.
Very good.
Look, he took a shit. Look at his smile.
Yeah.
He feels relaxed.
Hurry up and sit the fuck down. Let's go. Hurry up.
Yeah, hurry
it's
up.
It's not about you.
But what was I saying? Oh, yeah, so, yeah.
Talking about the brand that you built.
Yeah, I fucked up. But, you know, in the last 5 years or 6 years, I've been pretty good, though.
Yeah, you've been keeping it together.
I've been keeping it together. I show up to places and... like, this festival was a place where I had never been before.
Yeah, you'd never been here.
I'd never been here before. Black Thought. Why would you do that, Black Thought?
I don't know.
Because it was just a black thought. It was an honest Black Thought.
I felt like you're being too real.
I'm being too real right now? Yeah.
He likes it when you're fucked up.
You know, I love, you know, the relationships and blacks and Koreans. Can I just talk about it for a second?
Yeah, we have been. We should.
Is that back? We're back in the riots. We had a rough time.
Yeah, really rough time. It was a rough patch.
The looting, you know what I mean?
Yep. Keep this in mind.
The shooting.
Yeah, that's all, my bad.
Looting.
That's my bad.
That was you guys.
And then it's like, but you know, if you touch it, you have to buy it. You know, when you're in the liquor store, just to let you know.
I know.
Listen, I just want to let you know, Black Thought, no browsing, okay?
Do you know what?
This
you know
is not a museum, right?
You know what's so
buy
fucked
it or
up?
Not, you know what I mean?
You know what's so fucked up about this? When he came into the green room, Bobby followed him around.
No, I didn't. Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
You did. You kind of did.
I did kind of do it, but that's just because
He came in. He came in. I said, what's up? It's so good to have you. And Bobby poked his head around the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, who's with him? Who's with him?
No, I didn't. I didn't say it like that.
You said, who's with him?
Yeah, I did it like that.
And he had a bag in his hand, and he goes, what's in the bag? What's in the bag? What's in the bag?
Oh, yeah. Yours? I did do that. But then, so after the ride, got a little weird. But then, guess what helped us? Rush hour.
Yeah.
After rush hour, then you could go to a Korean spa, and then you would see black people again there.
Yeah.
In my head, I was like, oh, it's working.
So Chris Tucker bridged the gap, you think?
Yeah, it was all him? Yeah. And now it's just a love fest, is it not?
I mean, I wouldn't say love fest.
Like fest. It's a like fest.
It's a like fest.
It's a get along fest more
than a get along fest. Yeah.
Yes. It's a get along fest.
You know, it's great. The internet and everything, like, we're all one now. What do you think?
You have no respect for that microphone.
I know.
When you're on the road, are you really particular about your equipment like that? Like, do you have to have a special mic? Are you weird about that?
Yeah, I'm weird about it. I have my microphone.
Your mic, and it travels with you.
Yeah.
Why don't comics do that? I'm always fascinated. Why don't we have our microphone?
I know, because the other night I was on the mic.
Yeah, I know what you do to the mic.
And I coughed.
Yeah.
And there was a chunk of red something. And it was like a beat, but it wasn't beats because I hadn't even had beats in a year. It was blood.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's my guy! And he hit it like that. And I saw it, and I go, Bonnie McFarlane's about to go out. I'm going to leave it. So I left it in there, and I could see her. I was laughing so loud, because I could see her going, hey, everybody. And she looked right at me. Right? And she went like that.
So you travel. Yeah, we should travel. A lot of comics, like some of the shittier comics will do a lot of bad bits with the mic, like lick it and chew on it and put it in their body cavities, and they'll do cheap stuff with the microphone, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't you?
You know, I used to...
You used to fucking, swallow it.
Suck it like a dick, right? But then every time I go home, I get a sore throat.
Why do you think that is?
Well, through research, Googling it, it's because there's a bacteria.
Bacteria, yeah, that's probably what's on there that's in your throat.
That's why I don't do
it. But then you would do it all the time.
I don't do it anymore.
You don't do it anymore, you learn.
Every time I did, I got sick.
You live, you learn.
He did it all the time trying to, you know, build up a resistance.
Yeah.
That's what it was, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know how, like, in Game of Thrones, right, someone will have a poison in their mouth or something, and they're so used to the poison, they kiss and they kill the other person, but they don't die. Anyway.
Right, they build immunity.
I don't remember where I saw that. I'm so sorry.
But the odd thing is that you must learn about Bobby right now is that Bobby doesn't really have much of an immune system because he sleeps for, I don't know, 19 hours a day? What did I call you? When did I call you today and I asked where you were? 4:42.
In bed.
Yeah, you're in bed.
Do you know why?
4:42 in the
I didn't have to be here until 5:15.
That's right.
So what am I going
to
do?
What time did you go to bed last night?
I don't know. 4 in the morning?
You did not.
5.
You did?
Yeah.
What were you doing up all night? You weren't at shows.
I try to...
Well, I mean, okay, let's say you went to bed at, 4:35 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Still, I mean, that's a long-ass time.
12 hours.
I know, because I get depressed. And also, I've been in Montreal for longer than you have, and I've been masturbating every night. Mm-hmm. And what's happening now is that I can't sleep if I don't masturbate.
Yeah.
And last night, I was looking all kinds of weird porn, right? And I'm sorry.
What's weird porn?
And my penis wouldn't get hard, so I would take my two fingers like this.
Yeah.
And I squeeze... Let's say this is the head. I squeeze this part.
Yeah.
It gets some sort of blood flowing into it.
Yeah.
And then I just start doing this like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, you know how you masturbate a lot and you don't really get that big of a feeling because you've just been doing it for long? So when I came, it was just like, I went, oh, and then that's it. And then now you have, like, little, like, you know, wet fingers with cream.
Tell, what is it? We've talked about this before. What sound does it make when you come?
Doop. Because it's only one tear. I'm going to say that. I've talked to doctors about it. My one tear has just as many as your big love.
You
really?
Gangster tears?
Yeah. Like it murdered somebody. You know what I mean?
I would just like to think when you come, like a gong gets hit. For some reason, I would love that so much at the moment.
You know, I try not to laugh. That was very good.
That was good racial shit. I love it.
When you're traveling with the group on the road, when you like, most guys have families now, right? Most are families.
Yeah.
When you travel on the road, when everybody was single, what was the rules of the road with that kind of shit? You know, like with comics, traveling.
Masturbating? What do you mean?
Well, fucking anything, like groupies, anybody. Like, what were the rules of, like, because you had to share a space, didn't you, when you first started out? So what's the rules of that? You know, like the sock on the door, like, don't come in, I have a girl, or come on in, she's down.
I mean, you know. There were no rules.
No rule. You didn't have like a pact between you. Like, listen, here's, I'm particular about this. When I bring someone back, it was just free for all.
You know. I mean, I guess.
I want to live back then so bad.
Yeah, I mean, it was the 90s.
Yeah.
There was a code of honor in comedy where that was in play, but now there's no more code.
What do you mean?
Because I've gone up. I'm not gonna name names. I can get in very big trouble. But there's a bunch of big comic guys that are single.
Is this about Ken Jeong again?
What?
Is this about Ken Jeong again?
No. Yeah, let's just say Ken Jeong. No, not Ken Jeong.
No.
That guy doesn't fuck, bro. You don't fuck, dude, that guy.
Yeah.
My point is that, and I would go up to guys that get a lot of girls and go, listen, you know what I mean? You stay with the sevens and the tens, through the tens.
They're yours.
We get the fours. Mm-hmm. I mean, that what's that Indian guy from Canada? Russell
Peters?
That guy, yeah. Guys like him, right?
Saying you guys would get the fours?
Yeah, but if you're a good-looking male comic who gets women, stay with the nines and tens, but don't dip down and get threes.
Right.
Because then little midgets like Brad Williams can't get any girls, you know what I mean? Little people, sorry. Little people. He's a human being. I think I should go. I think that's it.
You're not going to go.
Yeah, okay.
Did you just apologize?
I'm so sorry.
That's fine.
Any dwarves or little people in the room?
Oh, boy. There it is.
There is? Oh, there you are. You are there. I'm so sorry. That was my... Oh, my God. What are the odds? I literally... Because I was looking at the audience, right? I was looking at the audience. I was like, you can say it because they're not here, right? But then I realized that he is.
Yeah.
Come up. Oh my God. This is terrible. It's terrible. Oh, what a terrible day. Yeah, I know you too. Yeah. Hey, how are you? Sit down.
Dude, you couldn't hear him?
What the fuck?
What's going on, guys?
Bobby, come here. Bobby, come here.
Yeah, all right.
What he just said, did that offend you?
I actually got, I get it all the time, you know, I'm 5'1 and a half, according to my family doctor. That's some real shit. But when I wear shoes, I'm actually 5'2. So a lot of psychology, I'm into psychology, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Man, you guys do think and talk different, that's for sure. There's no doubt about that.
And in psychology, I'm not sure if you guys are aware of the marshmallow experiment, but it's when a marshmallow gets placed in front of a kid, and if you could withstand the temptation, you know, if you could last 1 minute... Okay,
Mike, all right? His friend! I go, he's not really, right? He's like, not really. He's just a small guy.
Hey.
You know what I mean? Fuck you!
No.
Fuck you!
Be nice, Bobby. Be nice.
Just fucking fucked me up right there. No. Oh.
What's your name?
He's like, I'm one, what? And he's not.
Huh?
He said, I'm one.
Say his name. What's his name?
Jared Drew. Hi, Jared.
Jared, thank
you're
you so much. Thank
right?
you for being a good sport.
You do stand-up,
thank
Jared?
You for being a good sport.
Are you a you're comic?
Yeah,
because I've seen you around.
This guy's killing.
I know.
This guy's killing.
I know. Don't go. Sit there. Back down.
He is.
What a fucking nightmare. The whole thing's a nightmare.
Okay. I've lost total control of the show at this point. Here's what we want to do, because I know there's some, I'm glad that you guys all came out. I think this is fucking incredible. This is the first time I've ever done the show live.
What a great.
Awesome. We do appreciate the fans. And so I want to give a couple of opportunities for people to ask some questions. They have to be fucking real. Don't be an asshole and take up time. Because if you get an annoying, dumb, I think I'm funny question, we're going to fucking shut it down. So if you want to ask something fun and cool and curious, please raise your hand like a grown man and ask. Do we have a mic? Okay, great. Thank you so much. This gentleman guy right here in the very front. Say your name and...
Hello, Jack.
Jack.
When are we getting red and yellow?
Ah, Jack wants to know. So Jack is curious to know when Bobby and I are going to do our podcast together.
Well, that's weird, because are we not here together now?
We are right now.
We're doing it now, fucker.
Well, Bobby, you've got the new studio at your new place, so...
Yeah, so here's the deal.
How do you know about his new house?
A little creepy, right?
He has
creepy.
My face on his shirt.
Oh, he is wearing your shirt. Okay, that's great. Yeah, very... Okay,
well... that's not
I have
weird.
Fans,
not
fucknut. And he came to the other one, right? I did a podcast here with who?
Not as many people here yesterday.
But who was it? I forget.
The 500.
That's right. Yeah.
So this had way more people than the other podcast that he did?
Oh, way more.
That's right.
Dude, this is insane. When I walked over here, I was like, well, they're here for red? But they are.
I mean, no, really, it's probably
for black. More than anything in the world.
My bad.
You've touched him so many fucking times
now.
I know.
I wish we had a meter up there.
I've
how many times? It's absurd. So you're from where?
Australia.
Okay, great.
So here's the deal. I got the okay from
Kalila.
My girlfriend.
Kalila said
right,
yes, we could do it.
Do one with him.
Yeah.
But my only problem is the fat black guy.
Nobody cares.
I know, but the fat black guy wants to do one with me too. And I said before I did Tiger Belly that I was going to do one with him. But and it never turned out. I fucked him over. Mm-hmm. And now if I do one with you, Fat Black's going to get really upset.
So let me just take a quick poll.
Eric Griffin, by the way. I call him Fat
Black.
Eric Griffin. I don't care what you think because he's fat and he's black.
How many people here want us to do that podcast together? So, all right.
The people have spoken.
Yeah. So, okay, let's get another question. Who has a nice girl? This gentleman right behind. What's up, dude?
Hey, I'm Josh.
Hey, Josh.
When are you going to do a special, Bobby?
Yeah, when are you going to do a special? Huh?
You know, the honest truth is this. is that...
You have to get up every time you talk like a dictator or something. Like,
that's true. What is that about me?
I don't know. It's like a power thing.
You're right. Here's the deal, okay? You know, as a comic, you want to feel that you're wanted, right?
I think everyone wants more.
But I want to feel like I'm wanted. I want to feel like companies want to do with me, and I'm not having any excitement with any companies that want to do one with me. And I don't want to ask and beg, because I feel like I've been around for so long. Mm-hmm. I've done so many things, more than most, right? And yet I feel like nobody wants to be in business, so I was going to wait until some company was like, we really want to do one with you, we're big fans, and we think it's going to be a hit. If you don't get that, and you're like, you're trying to convince people that you're, you know, relevant and that you can do it, it feels gross.
Yeah.
And like this festival, it's like, this is my first time ever in Montreal. And the reason why is because it got to the point where I felt like they really wanted me.
Yes.
And you want to feel loved.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, let me.
It's not that I don't have the ability or the material, I do, but I'm not going to beg, friend.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I want to be offered.
That's right.
With money.
So this is a great question, because we've talked about this before, Bobby and I.
I'm so upset.
But it's a
that was a good question. I love it. Thank
but it, but it's a real but it's a real thing. It's a real thing that like this is something that I genuinely wanted to ask you too. It's like what is the pressure to do another album? Because that for us there is this weird. What do the fans want versus what we want to distribute? Like, what do you still feel pressure to make another fucking album, or are you like that's not even on the agenda?
I feel a little pressure to make another Roots album.
Right.
Just, because it's what, you know, the people sort of want.
But do you want it?
I do want it, but not as much as I want to do just anything that's different from that. You know what I mean? I feel like I want to just be creative in, you know, different ways.
Right.
But, there's something to be said about what putting out new material under the Roots brand affords us as a band, you know what I mean? Endorsements and tours and all sorts of, you know, everything that sort of comes along with putting out new music is what I think those members of the Roots who don't do anything but put out Roots albums
music.
Are sort of, more concerned with, you know?
Well, I mean, this is a powerful thing that Bobby was saying. I know we make jokes a lot, but what is truthful is Bobby
is one of the most respected comedians in the game by far. One of my personal favorites, both because we're so close and both because I really love his comedy. It's the same way that I feel like with your music, it's like the fans and the people do want this stuff, but it is up to us at some point to decide whether or not we feel it is A, ready, or B, worth it to put out there, because it's artistic integrity. People are always like, why don't you do this? And why don't you do this? And you're like, dude, it's that's me. My name is on the line, you know? So that's a hard thing sometimes.
But you know what's great about this? And this just proves my point. Mm. Look at this crowd, right?
Yeah.
And the thing is that we were forced to do it on our own to reach our own audiences, right? My Tiger Belly fans are people that, like this guy right here, right? Are my real fans. That's why when I see him, we hug, and I'm very, like, nice because he's family.
You kissed him on the mouth,
Yeah, I'll kiss him in the mouth. Like, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a
way
fuck.
Way too far.
Way weird. It's not too very far. Weird.
You've never been to Europe. You can still taste sweet and sour.
You want to spray some of this on your mouth? Or is it, no, you good? Okay,
But, that's what's great about this new age is that, you know, I was talking to a guy, that kid Andrew Schultz. He's a fucking
Schultz
beast.
Is the shit.
One of
the
funniest guys I have ever fucking seen.
Yes.
I'm being real.
He's a murderer.
He's a murderer,
he's
right?
He's so dope.
And I'm like, you know, he's like, I just did it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you just do it on your... That generation of people, they do it on their own.
Yeah.
And, you know, for years we've had gatekeepers. There's five or six guys that make all the decisions. If those six don't like you, you're out.
Yeah, that's true.
You're out, but that's not the game now.
Not
anymore. The game is not you. Everyone can compete. And, you know, we've found our audiences. Like, look at this, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
In many ways, you know, we're winning.
That's right. Okay. Thank you, Bob. Bob, sit down. He's gonna, it's what he's gotta do. This is what he's got to do. We literally only have like a couple more. If you have something, a Black Dog question, perhaps would be dope. Anybody go? What do you got? What do you got? Right there. That guy right there. Sorry.
What's up? I've got a question for you, Andrew.
Okay.
What was the exact text?
Sorry. Don't leave. Great. This is going to be me up here, sad. No, please sit. Please stay. I need you.
What was the text that you sent to Neil Brennan that caused him to cut you out of his life?
Well, you know, we're cool now. You do know that, right?
Oh, shit, Neil Brennan, that's why we're on tonight's show.
So, Bob, you're going to come back or not? No, Bob, we got five more minutes. Come sit down, please, Bob.
I eat all day, I'm so hungry.
Well, don't sleep till fucking 5 and eat food then.
And then complain about
it. Yeah, and then bitch about it. Sit your fucking ass in the chair. Thank you, good boy. So you know Neil,
of course.
And Brennan and I, these guys know, I've talked about it. Neil and I got very close, and then we got into a bad fight, and now we're dope again. In fact, I just did his show today, and we had to smooth over some shit, and he was asking me what the text was. The reason I didn't share it, and I won't share it now, genuinely, is out of respect for Neil, because it really did hurt our relationship. So
I know what happened.
Come on.
So, out of respect for my friend again, who we had a little turmoil, I can't. I wish I could.
No.
But let me say this: you're smart enough. If you listen to that again, you can piece together what I probably said. If you're smart enough,
I think I know what it is, and I didn't even hear.
Yeah, you probably know. Yeah. But anyway, I'm sorry, but we're cool now, and I do. I've always had love for that dude. I think he's a genius of comedy. So a small little bump in the road is not going to stop us from continuing our fucking friendship. So
dude,
all right,
you high-roaded the shit out of that answer.
I tried. Yeah, I tried.
It.
I tried cool. hard. Well, because I respect that dude, and I fucking love him.
I know some people that you have a problem with.
Who do
and
I have
secrets? You know.
Yeah.
And I could say them. If we don't end now,
Let's take one more question. Two more. Okay, this guy and that guy, and then that's it. That's all we got time for. Thank you so much for doing this. Yeah, that guy and that guy. What's up? Yellow shirt.
Hi, guys. Can you do, I don't know if it could, it'd be more organic and maybe cathartic if you did it at the end, but could you do a remix of Me and My Friend walking down the street with Black Dot? With Black Dot, though. Black Dot remixing, I don't know.
What are you saying? With
Black Dot.
I sing it solo, bro. Yeah, but I'm the artist.
I don't know if he's ever heard that song.
Yeah, I mean, hey, Rude, you want to check it out, man? Check this shit out, man.
Bobby,
you want me to get into it or what?
Bobby did a song and it caught fire. And
I just did the beginning.
Hold on. Let this other human ask a question and then we'll sit down real fast. Sit down, please. Thank you for that. And then this is the last one, and then we really got to do it. And then you can do your fucking song and dance for the crowd.
Hey, what was the best set of comedy you've ever witnessed?
A best set of comedy I've ever seen?
Ever witnessed.
Witnessed, yes.
Live? You probably got some good ones. You've seen some fucking legendary shit. No?
I mean, I saw a really killer set from Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Radio City, I think maybe 2 years ago.
Did you ever play with him?
I played with Dave Chappelle.
That's what I'm saying. You guys play together. But is it ever organized or is it just like on the whim? It's kind of Dave's like, let's do this. And you're like, all right.
Both. You know, sometimes it's organized. Sometimes he just pops up or, you know, will pop up.
Because the block party, right? That was, where did he do that at?
We did that in Brooklyn. Like out on the street.
That shit's, that was fucking phenomenal. But is he doing it now where he's just like, let's just try it. Let's just wing it and fuck around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild. So he'll call you up and be like, you want to come play?
Yeah, he was trying to convince me to perform just a week ago with him in New York City, like on the fly. And
you didn't want
to
do it?
I high-roaded the shit out of that.
All right, good. Listen, I am humbled and happy that you guys all came out. We're going to end this the way that you wanted it. Yellow shirt.
Thank you.
Much love and much respect to Black Thought. Ladies and gentlemen, Black Thought. All right, go ahead, Bobby.
No, don't do that. Do that, because I'm not good at with rhythm.
Yeah, that's why I did it.
All right, let me just follow my own beat. All right, me. Oh God, I got it. Me walking down the street, feeling so good to me. Yeah, yeah, having fun with my friends to the end. That's it.
That's it, you guys. Thank you so much. Bobby Lee, Black Thought, thank you guys so much for coming out. I appreciate you. Thank you, dude. This was fucking huge. Thank you so much. You guys are the fucking best. Thank you for coming to this, man. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming out to Comedy Pro at the Just for Laughs Festival in collaboration with Lotto Quebec. And enjoy the rest of the fest.
Creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.